Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Finally, I'm back on the radio. I was in Laguna Beach with Dr. Fred Bell last week. We had a wonderful time. We had a three-day discussion. We did a lot of talking. We did a lot of love and energy work, and it was just an absolute fantastic time. What I would like to give you now is some phone numbers so you can call and we can do some work on you. As I'm talking about being at the Alyssa Creek in Laguna Beach. The phone number is 1-888-228-4494, 1-530-876-3222, and 1-888-815-9756. Also, there was a wonderful person who was trying to call me from Wales. And she needed some help. I think she must have called me about 5 or 6 or 7 times, and she didn't know that I was in Laguna Beach last weekend. So if she's listening to the program, please give me a call. I'm more than happy to help you over the phone. What happened was is that Dr. Bell invited me out to Laguna Beach, and he had his summer conference, which is absolutely lovely. There were a lot of people there, and we did a tremendous amount of work. We stayed at a beautiful place. It was actually in a crater. I have never been past Chicago, so when I saw the Rockies for the first time, it was, they're absolutely majestic. I went down by train. The reason I did that is because if I flew, number one, I'm really not a fan of flying. But I wouldn't be able to see the country, and I went through gorgeous states, you know, Arizona, Colorado. I saw Chicago again, and it was really, really beautiful. New Mexico, it was so pretty out there. I almost didn't want to come home, but, of course, I needed to come home. I'm in Philadelphia right now. I'm going to my cousin's daughter's bat mitzvah, so I'm still traveling. But anyhow, what happened was is that we had the summer seminar in a place called Alyssa Creek. It's in a crater. It looks like the mountains are just so majestic that they were gigantic. And, of course, we have mountains in Rochester, New York, but nothing like the Rockies. And the thought of seeing these for the first time brought me back to my majesty inside myself, and which I haven't done in a few months. So it was really, really wonderful to get in touch with the majesty of the mountains and to be able to get in touch with the majesty within myself again. So I will explain how to get in touch with that a little later. But what happened was is that there were wonderful people there who were giving lectures. I'm sorry that Sean David Morton couldn't get there. I was there, and also Randy Masters, and we filled everything. And besides that, Dr. Fred, of course, spent a whole day doing his lecture, which was absolutely fantastic. The first day, Fred was there, and we were talking about the projectors, and we were talking about receptors, and we were talking about the projectors on the walls. And what we were doing was is that he was bringing people up and showing how the receptors work, and it was really fantastic to see. You have to really see it to believe it. And what happened was is that he would bring people up and have them sniff a little glue and put the receptor up against their body, and their arms would not move. It would take the chemicals from the glue and actually disperse it so quickly, and you couldn't press the arms down. And it was just fantastic to see, and there were a lot of people oohs and ahs, and it's just it's a wonderful thing to see Dr. Bell work. And the projectors themselves, we had a lot of fun with that. What happened was Fred and I get together, and I'll wear my projector, and I'll face a person, and we'll put glue underneath their nose and try to have their arms go down with the glue, and you can't move the arm. I mean, the arm was so steady, And then the projectors themselves, what we did was, is that Fred will have me stand there and say, under my breath, of course, so that people can't hear, do not put down your arm. And as long as I'm wearing my projector, they wouldn't move their arms at all. He had me turn around, and we did the same thing, and the arm did not come down. And then he said, Steve, allow it to go, just let loose. And then the arm went down automatically when I took my mind off the projector and the person. So it does work. These tools that Fred has are very serious. And he had some omniums there, store orbs. He had his pyramids and was showing clients how they work. And they're just absolutely fantastic. The energy in the room was extremely high, and we had a ball. We just had a wonderful time. The second day, there was a gentleman there by the name of Randy Masters, who is in touch also with the ETs. And he was using tones. He had different vibratory qualities that he was toning with. And they were absolutely fantastic. He was using tones from bells, and he was using tones from tuning forks. Some tuned into the Kabbalah, some tuned into the earth frequencies, some tuned into different frequencies that are off planet, and some tuned into the frequencies that were on planet but extremely high. And things were changing rapidly in the room, so it was a lot of fun to do. And he gave a talk, I think, for about half the day, and then Fred came back on and we did some more work, and that was really a lot of fun. Alyssa Creek is a beautiful place. It's a golf course. I'm sorry I don't play golf, but the rooms were absolutely magnificent. So if you need a place to stay in Laguna Beach, boy, that's really a gorgeous place. The third day I was there, and I was on for most of the day. And what we did was is that instead of giving a lecture and a talk, I said, let's just do some energy work. And what I did was bring down three pillars of pure white light from heaven right in the center of the room, and two off to the sides, which formed a pyramid in the room. There were a lot of people there, so a third of them were with me, and the other two-thirds were with the other pyramids or the other pillars that were coming down from heaven. And the energy in the room got extremely, extremely high. People were being, the energy was just calming everybody down in the room. And we were standing right in the pillars of light. They were about 4 feet around. And I and Fred and some other people were able to see these pillars of light that were coming down. And the energy was extremely profound and extremely high. And I made some wonderful friends there, Jill and Rob, and it was just absolutely magnificent. The people out there are so friendly and so nice. I had dinner in Jill's house the last night I was there, and the home is just absolutely incredible. I can't give out last names, but it was absolutely gorgeous, and she had a star. I believe it was a store and an omnium in her house, and she wanted to change the space where the big star orb was, and it's gigantic. And I told her to move it towards the ocean, which would bring the negative ions in the house and get rid of the positive ions, which causes a lot of difficulty in people. And so it would also hit the full moon and half moon, new moon, and create a tremendous amount of energy in the house. So I believe, if I remember correctly, Rob was telling me that it's already off the wall, and they're going to put it on the other wall going towards the ocean. Anyhow, this home was $26 million, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. I've never seen a home that expensive in my life, but out in California, I guess when you're facing the ocean, it's just absolutely magnificent. But anyhow, getting back to the pillars of light, there were a lot of people. I think I can't give you a count, but there was a lot of people there, and thirds were breaking up into the pillars of light. And what was going on was is that this energy was coming down. I stood in the center and brought down tremendous energy. And the idea of it was is that the energy was so powerful. It started to burn my face. It started to burn other people's faces. Their ears were getting burnt, almost like a sunburn. Everybody's face that was in this one pillar, their faces were actually red. And it was really amazing to see. I've done that before in my own massage room. And but with these three pillars of light, it was just really fantastic. And so what we did was basically we were doing all kinds of wonderful energy work. I was showing people how to stand in the light. In other words, there's a way of actually standing, getting into perfect access, axis, actually. And what that does, the energy comes down from heaven, goes through you, and connects to the center of the earth. So what I had people do was connecting between the heaven, between their bodies, and going down to the center of the earth, bringing the energy back up through the center of the earth and bringing it up to heal the earth itself. And people's energies were just growing profoundly. I mean, they became pure white light with this energy that I was bringing down, and their auras were out maybe 60 or 70 feet. Had I walked maybe a half a mile and turned around, they would still be able to feel that energy. What happened is that I had them hold their hands out straight, and by their fingertips, I was able to move their energy in the other side of the room, which was maybe about 60 or 70 feet, and they could feel that from their fingertips all the way back to their body. And it was really amazing, because I've done that with a lot of people where I would stand maybe a block away, and they'd be able to feel that kind of energy. But getting back to the pillars lasted the whole day. God has been very good to me. I don't know why he helps me so much, but I guess it's because I listen, and the energy was absolutely fantastic. We had so much fun that day. I was actually massaging people at the end of the day. They really wanted to have some tremendous healings. So I was massaging people and bringing energy through their body and clearing their bodies even more. And I met a wonderful attorney out there. I won't give out any names, but he was really, really a great guy, and he needed some help. And I'm going to be out there in approximately another 2-3 months. And this wonderful lady, Jill, is letting me use her home to stay in when I'm out there. The people were so friendly and so nice. I feel like I've made some wonderful connections out there. So I'm going to be doing a lot of healing out there in another 2-3 months, which will be a lot of fun to do. Anyhow, with that, we were doing other work too. What I was talking about was standing in perfect access. I was having everybody, as I do on the radio, just connecting to themselves and allowing themselves just to grow. With this light that we brought down, people were being cleared. I remember looking at Rob, and his eyes were in the back of his head. I mean, he was just standing there in perfect awe about what was going on, and the energy that was coming into the room was quite interesting. We had Mikkel standing there, and Fred was in another pillar, and so between the three pillars, there was tremendous light. And we just had so much fun there. What I was doing was also showing them how to breathe through the eyes. There's ways of breathing through the eyes and clearing out your back, the heart, the liver, the kidneys. You can do all that through breathing through the eyes. I was showing them how to, I breathe in the breath of God along with that kind of energy. And it was really, really fantastic to see these people just light up with love and light. And we talked about harmony. We talked about grounding. We talked about the energies coming in, the energies leaving, and group, in group energies. when you have that kind of love that everybody wants to make sure that everybody else is healed, including themselves, it's so easy to do. The room became extremely holy. You could feel the presence of the Almighty in the room. And as it got stronger in the room, the energies were actually really starting to burn our faces and our ears and our hands and our arms. It was so strong that the energies were just absolutely magnificent. And the stronger they got, the clearer the people got. You could, at least I could, and I know Fred could see their chakras just opening up more. And I see chakras as diamonds. And the lights that were coming through were pure blue and white and yellow, and there was a lot of gorgeous purple colors that were coming through. What I've been able to do is go up about 4 feet above the body and watch the chakras, watch the blue energy actually go into the chakras through about 4 feet above their body, which is pure oxygen. And it's really, really amazing to see, and to see the lights, see the colors changing in the body. It's just so beautiful to do and to be able to see that. There's so much doing with love and so much harmony that we're bringing to the planet now. There's a lot of people that are like me on the planet, not that many, maybe about 10 or 12 that I know of, that are doing similar kinds of energy, maybe not bringing down pillars, but they are doing some energy work. And there's a lot of people that are doing tremendous energy work around the planet. And I think that's the way that we're going now, is to feed more energy into the planet to make it much, much clearer, better for us, better for our children. And it's wonderful to see that people really care and people want the earth to be clean and pure. I think that's the way of going, and I know it's the way of going, and that's the way God wants it, and that's the way that everybody else that I know on the planet wants it, except for the people that are trying to destroy the world from greed and corruption. But I think that us as people, as human beings on the planet, can actually change things and change it very rapidly. This kind of energy that we're bringing into the planet and onto the planet is pure love. It has nothing to do with greed. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with harmony, love, grounding, and most of all, our own growth. So the super energy that we're bringing into the planet now is for our own edification. And hopefully that will get rid of a lot of people that are hurting the earth. Not to get rid of them, but you know, maybe they'll change their minds too and try to help us with the planet, which is extremely important to do at this time. I don't think we want the planet to go any further backwards than it has, and we need to be able to help it as fast and as pure and as innocently as we possibly can, because the age of innocence is coming back, and it's coming back very strong. And what I mean by the age of innocence, we need to allow ourselves to let go. We need to allow ourselves to get rid of our egos and to look at everything as through child's eyes, through heaven's eyes. And it's so important to be able to bring this kind of energy to the planet. And there's a lot of people that are doing that, tremendous people that are doing it. And there are about 10 or 12 people on the planet that are bringing in tremendous, tremendous energy. So there's a lot going on, and there's a lot that's being done for the planet right now. I know Dr. Fred is trying and attempting very hard to talk to people about the projectors and the omnions and the nuclear receptors and the projectors that we have on the wall. And that was also something very interesting. Dr. Fred had two projectors there, wall projectors, and I had a friend of mine who I'd made friends with. He brought in two projectors from home, and what I did was I just take the projectors and set them up with my own knowledge that I have, and people could feel the energy in the room change, and it became extremely, extremely powerful in the room. And when the pillars came down, it was even, a lot more powerful. So the room became extremely, extremely high with energy, and people were, they didn't even want to talk. All they wanted to do was bathe in this light. It changed everything in the room. It changed. We had a vortex, without a doubt. I saw it. I know Dr. Fred saw it. It was 5 miles high and 6 miles wide that we can create just by putting these projectors. And this was in a short period of time. I would think if the projectors were there longer, it would have been higher and wider. But the strength of the vortex that was created in that room, plus the pillars of light that were coming down, it was tremendous. The energies were so high. People were almost lifting off the ground. It was just, it was absolutely incredible. I was watching spines being cleared. I have vision to be able to see in the body, and I could see a lot of white light going through the spines. And as that was happening, I told the people before, there was a ball of light in each part of the projector, right in the center of the projector, and each pyramid, there were hundreds of pyramids in the projectors, and they were firing. The projector that I was wearing was actually firing in sequence, going a right turn. So in other words, all the four diamonds were actually firing off all the time as these pillars of light and the vortexes were in the room. And then when I started feeling the Almighty, that was really incredible. And I've had so much fun with that kind of energy. And to feel God's presence in that room, people were feeling it, and they were just, they were in awe of what we were doing in the room, and it was just fantastic. Randy, who's a sweet person, who does a tremendous amount of work with his vibratory qualities, he was amazed at the energy that was coming down into the room. And he, of course, was standing in the center of the light with his girlfriend, who is also, oh my God, what a voice she's got. And she's created some music that allows the energies to change to a higher vibration just with her voice. So it was wonderful meeting these great, great people and knowing that, you know, things are being changed all the time. The vibration qualities of the planet are really, really higher than what they were 10 years ago or even 10 minutes ago. The vibratory quality of the planet is changing constantly, and it's changing for the higher. We're putting a lot of good energy on the planet right now, and we're trying to make everything clear for your children, for everybody that we possibly can, and even generations to come. I think it's very important that we realize that there's so much going on the planet right now, and there are people that are around the planet that I know of for sure, that have that they're bringing in very, very high vibratory qualities of energy to the planet to be able to create a better life and a better substance for all of us and a better way of treating our water. I was showing people, the people there, that there are ways of changing the water to love. And what we were doing is that, excuse me for going so fast with this because there's so much to tell. What I was doing was changing the water. I was bringing people up, and I had a glass of water, and each time they would come up, I would raise my hands above the water, and I would ask them, please feel the presence of the water without my hands up first. And of course they tried to feel it. There was nothing there. And then I put energy into the water, and I could see the light and everything changed, the molecular structure of the water changed. And they had sipped the water before, and then they drank the water, and they said that the water was much sweeter and had a very high vibratory quality. So as they were drinking it, what happened was I was watching the aura around the body, and that was being healed, and also the energy was going out 60 or 70 feet just by drinking the water. So there's so much to do, and you guys can do the same things. What you can do is take your hands and put them about 3 feet away from the water and lovingly touch the water, the aura of the water, and let the aura just soar through your body, through the heavenly energy that's coming down to you, and allow that water to change. But you need to do it with love and compassion and holiness. Just allow that to happen, and the water will be sweeter. It'll be for your body, because what you do is, even when before I sit down for dinner or I sit down for a meal, I take my hands about a foot above my food, and I change the molecular structure of the food for me, which is for my body. And you can do the same thing for yours. And what that does is make it a higher vibrancy, but it's your vibrancy. And then you eat the food will even be sweeter. So, hello?
Hi, Steve. It's Don out in Washington State.
Oh, hi.
I'm so overjoyed to hear you back live on the radio. I just am so in tune with what you're saying.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so lovely to hear that. Please tell me.
Well, I'm an older person. I'm actually 71, but
okay.
I'm pushing as hard as I can to be part of, you know, of growing and evolving into a more. And into more than I should be.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just inspired by you, and I wondered if you can look into my whatever you can find in me that in any way would block me or impede me from that process.
Sure. What we need to do is that question. I knew what the question was before you said it. And what's going on is that your energy is so beautiful. It's so free. But what we're going to do is make it a lot more powerful tonight. So what I need you to do is just let everything go. That's it. I'm going to start opening up your heart. There we go. Can you feel that connection I'm making with you?
I feel it.
Good. Good. What I'm doing, I'm going down to your tummy right now, so we're going through all your chakras. Good. Good. You should be able to feel that first chakra opening up now. Can you feel that? Your first chakra is in your groin area.
I feel it.
Good. Terrific. That's the hardest chakra to open up, believe it or not. And it's opening up quite easily. Would you do me a big favor?
Anything, Steve.
Thank you. I need you to get a glass of water and put it in front of you.
Okay, I have it in my left hand. I actually have a quart of water here.
Okay, good. What I'm going to do is that I'm going to make a connection with you. Take a sip of the water and see how that tastes.
It's very nourishing.
Okay. What we're going to do is I'm putting light in the water right now, and I'm putting light through you at the same time. So what we're going to be doing is your third eye is opening up. What we're going to be doing is there's a lot of light in that water right now. If you put the water down and just take your left hand, I think you'll feel the aura around the water a lot stronger right now. Just move your hand about 4 feet away and bring it in very slowly, and you'll feel the strength of the vibratory quality of the energy that's vibrating out of there. Can you feel that?
I feel it about 18 inches away.
Okay. Move it out about 4 feet. I'm going to put more light. That's it. Now, you should be able to feel that energy. Move your hand very slowly in. It'll be like a magnet.
Yes.
Can you feel it about 4 feet away?
Sure.
Okay, good. Have a sip of the water now and see how that tastes.
It's just really good.
Yeah. You can do that with your food, too. You can take your hands and put it over the food within about 18 or 20 inches above and just hold it there for a few seconds, and the food will actually change for your own molecular structure.
Wonderful.
You have the ability. It's Sam, isn't it? May I have your first name again, please?
Don.
Don. I'm sorry, Don. What I would highly suggest doing, Don, is this, is that I'm opening you up to more energy. You should be able to feel that around your body now, can you?
Yes.
Okay. Your aura is extended out now. You're in Washington State, which is about 3,500 miles, 4,000 miles from Philadelphia.
That's true.
Okay. I'm going to take my hand, and I'm going to press it against your chest. You should be able to feel that right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Good. There's no limit to the amount of energy that we have. People are under the assumption that the aura is like 18 inches away or whatever the case may be. The aura is in heaven. There is no disconnection. There is only love, harmony, light. We need to allow ourselves to believe that there is so much higher energy that we need to get away from this 18-inch or 20-inch or 70 feet or whatever the case may be. We are connected to God. There's no other kind of connection. And that connection can lead us to harmony, love, light, life, whatever the case may be. Now, your energy is really exceedingly high right now. Do you feel a quality of happiness?
I certainly do.
Good. What I would do, Don, is this, is to keep your life as clean, as pure as you possibly can. Think of holiness around you. Think of everything that is good in your life. Think of your children, your grandchildren, your wife, whatever the case may be. And thank God that we have that kind of quality. And we're looking for miracles all the time. And the miracle of life is just, it's so wonderful to feel and to see it. And we don't cherish that enough. And I think it's something we need to do. We need to get back to the quality of life that we once had. And I think we're getting away from that. And that's what we're trying to bring back now. And you have it.
I know.
You've got it.
I know.
Your energy has opened a lot more. Let's see what we can do to help you out here. Energy, what can we do? There's angels standing behind you and also by your sides. Gosh, you're doing a lot of work on you now, so that's wonderful. When's the last time you felt this kind of harmony through your body? Or have you felt this kind of harmony through your body?
Probably when I was about 33, 34.
Okay. Do you feel I'll let you have a lot more vitality right now? Does it feel better to you?
I'm just fine. I actually, prior to this, I was out on a bicycle ride. So.
Okay. Well, I'm not too much further behind you. I'm 66.
My energy was up really good.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Can you feel the quality? Can you feel the energy soaring through your body pretty good?
It's you know. I mean, I can affirm what you're saying.
Good. Geez, if you ever get a chance, I'm going to be out at, I hope Dr. Fred has another seminar next year. He wants me to go with him and travel around to his shows now, so that would be nice to do. So I gotta make time to do that. But it would be wonderful seeing you at one of his shows. Hopefully he'll get up to. I know he's going up to Mount Shasta, and he's writing a book as we speak. We talked today, so he's pretty busy guy. But your energy, there's a lot clearing out, Don. Around your body right now.
Good.
And what we're doing is clearing your aura. The aura is just an extension of what's inside of you. So what we're doing is that I'm watching the angels that are, there's angels that are different sizes. And I'm looking at some angels that are about 4 inches around your heart right now. And around your gut. So there's a lot happening. Your heart is opening up to many different dimensions that I'm looking at now. You should be able to feel a deeper part of yourself right now.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's where God resides. That's where he resides in us.
I know.
And I felt him so many times. When I was a little boy, I used to go to synagogue, and I would feel his presence around me just sitting when I was about 5 or 6 years old. And I remember him sleeping with me and breathing right behind me when I was a little boy. And that stayed with me till I was about, I think about 17 or 18. And I knew he was watching over me, and I could feel him. And he's been really wonderful, and, you know, he's with everybody, actually. We all have our own gifts, and you have tremendous gifts, Don. Let me explain to you what I'm talking about. You could walk in a crowd of people and change people's lives just by the aura that's clean right now in your body. Without you even knowing what you're doing, you could actually change somebody's life forever for the good. Just from the work we've done in the last few minutes. I think it'll stay that way for quite some time. Do you feel cleaner?
I'm just ecstatic. I'm really
yes.
I'm really happy that we're connecting in this way.
Yeah, it's a very human way of connecting. And there's nothing higher. There's no higher vibration than what we're doing right now. We're passing love to love, and that's the highest form of vibration that there is. And if more people would do that and just be let it go, you know, just let things go and let them happen. But your energy is beautiful. I'm watching your hands, and your chakras in your hands are about 3 inches round, which is really good to see. There is a band that's around your chakras, and that's moving clockwise right now as we speak. They move back and forth to raise and lower the chakra levels daily all the time. So in other words, your chakra levels sometimes will get a little lower, a little higher, a little lower, a little higher, and that happens all day long because the energies are being shifted so fast. But what we want to do is take it up to a higher vibrancy, which is what's happening now. So that vibration will keep you from getting sick, God willing. But that's what I've been able to do, and it seems to be working for a lot of people. And you feel great. You feel very good. How does it feel to you to make the connection to yourself? How does it feel to be deeper inside yourself now?
Well, I intend to follow your advice and to stay as clean in my thoughts, words, and actions so I can maintain this level of... because I see deeply how much we're needed to... affect goodness on our planet at this time, especially.
Yeah. It's very important that people realize that there's so much love that people have that we can actually change each other for the highest and best good of God's will. And, you know, it's really amazing how it works. It's so easy to make a connection with somebody, and because we're all connected. There's no disconnected, no disconnection to anybody, and the more that we realize that as human beings, we are connected to Mother Earth. We're connected to the flowers. We're connected to the trees. In the last 6-7 months, I've been able to see the eyes of trees, the souls of trees, and it looks just like us. The souls look like just like us. They're about six feet high. Some of them are 4 feet high, but it looks just like us inside the tree. And I find it amazing that there's no disconnect. It's all the same. I've been able to walk around. I see the eyes following me, and tree spirits following me, and forest spirits following me. And I just wish more people could see these things. And the idea of it is to raise the vibration and the quality of people so they can see these things and know that they're real and treasure what we have on this planet. It's just, it's absolutely amazing what we can have and what we can see. We have it. We just can't, we don't know what to do with it other than to pass love and light. And that's what makes the big difference.
Hi, Steve. I found it amazing that last Sunday, I live in a town, little town in central Washington.
Okay.
And maybe 15,000 people.
Okay.
But I had never met this woman before, and she was such, and there are many good people in this town.
Yeah.
But I had never met anybody who was pretty much a mirror reflection of myself.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. What a connection.
It was just thrilling and amazing.
You must have been in awe at that. That's so wonderful to see. That's so wonderful to hear. Yeah, it really gets my heart warm when you hear stuff like that, you know. It's just so wonderful that, that we're making those kind of connections now. And those kind of connections last forever. You know, especially when they're real.
Yeah, because I had been, for most of my life, I had been at a much lower energy plane. And,
yes.
And I had attracted people and events into my life that that reinforced that, my level of... but now I can see over the last few years that this evolving change that I have been making is just reflected in the all the goodness that is coming back to me.
Yes. There's no limit to what we can do, and there's no limit to the amount of power that we can bring to ourselves, because ourselves are ourselves, and that power is always there. I always get a sense of joy when somebody comes on the radio program and says, you know, my life has been changing. And it's so wonderful to hear that, because there's so many miracles around, and the miracle of breath. Have you done the I Breathe in the Breath of God yet?
Well, I found BBS about 2 months ago, and so I have, and since then I've tuned into your radio.
Thank you.
Because I immediately struck a deep chord with what you were saying.
Thank you. What we could do is do this together, and it'll affect a lot of people over the radio, whether they call in or not. What we can do is I breathe in the breath of God, and just take that energy from the top of your head all the way down to the top of your feet and past it, and just put it right into Mother Earth. And that energy will come out of Mother Earth 1,000 times more powerful, because we're making a connection to the center of the Earth. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, well, I'm so in tune with what you're doing that just your words, like of invocation, that
Thank
just
you.
Happened right then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's very kind of you to say. I've been doing the Breath of God on the radio for the last, the last 6 months, and I got... I was on Dr. Valerie's show, Valerie Olmsted. I think she comes on Tuesday nights. And I have her doing that. And she's made some real, real big differences with people with that. And we're good friends. And she's a sweetheart when it comes to that kind of work. She really knows her stuff. But it's always a pleasure talking to somebody with your level of energy. And the higher you go, the more instructive you'll become without even knowing it, and the higher the vibrational people that you'll meet. And when you start meeting these people, what happens, Don, is that when your vibration gets that high, as you are right now, the aura actually will share with everybody else's aura, So for the 71 years that you've been around, and the energy is just quite different with you, it actually impedes with other people. I think impedes means it helps. No, impede, no, that's a different word. What I'm talking about is that the energy will help other people as you're talking to them, or you're making a connection with them. It'll just open them up a lot more. And it sounds like you're doing beautiful work already. It sounds like you really connected.
Yeah, I have amazing opportunities to do good.
That's fantastic. It's just so wonderful to hear your voice and to know there's other people out there that really want to make a big difference. And thank God for you. It's just absolutely wonderful. Because it's we need that kind of love now, and we need it badly. And if more people would open up like you do, I mean, we could make such a difference on the planet. And just by you doing that, and again, by walking into a crowd of people, your aura is shining around your body. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And it'll make such a big difference when you walk into people's lives. Whether they know it or not, it's really beautiful. Your body is becoming very holy, and that's really beautiful to see. There's an aura that grows with a light of God, and it's all around you. And it's quite big. Quite big. So it feels really, really good to talk to you. You've really made a big difference already. But that's wonderful. Do you have a better half?
No, I've been a seeker all my life.
Okay.
I never had a. I had a wife.
Yes.
And no children.
Okay.
I've been a seeker.
Okay, that's wonderful. I'm so glad. Well, you're certainly seeking a lot of good love tonight. That's for sure. It's very, very profound. The energy that you're putting out is quite big. And I'm just looking at your aura right now. I'm looking in your body. What I'm doing right now, there's a lot of darkness that's coming out of you. And we need to just let that go. And it's gone now. It's gone. What I'm looking at is pure white light in your body. And that's what you asked for, and that's what you've received. You should be able to feel that energy all through your body. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Do you like the vibration of it? Does that feel good to you?
I'm still awakening to sensitivity at.
Okay.
At the feeling level.
Okay, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Your energy is preceding what you're saying, and that's really beautiful. And you're doing a great job at it. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing, and it's just absolutely beautiful to see that you have a growth that's just not stopping. And energy comes all the time. It's a matter of how to accept it. And what we need to do is to just love God more and love ourselves more. The more we love ourselves and the more we let go, the more energy will come to us and the clearer it will be. It doesn't matter if you can feel or not feel. We all have gifts in different ways. So one person might be able to feel a little bit more than others, but maybe some are seekers more than others. So whatever you're doing quite well. I could feel your energy. It just looks beautiful. Now, what I'm going to do is touch you again. And we're about 3,500 miles from each other, and I think you're going to feel a lot more powerful right now. How does that feel to you? You should be able to feel that a lot more. Can you feel that? What I'm doing is
I feel to be vibrating more.
Yeah. Well, you're vibrating a lot more, and I'm just touching your aura, so you'll be able to feel that a lot more. But you're doing very, very well. God bless you for all the good work that you're doing. you're a lot more open now, so you'll be able to do a lot more. And that'll come to you. It'll come to you. That's wonderful to see that you're really taking a hold and really using your energy very well and very wisely. How come it only happens with people that get older? Why couldn't this happen to me when I was in my 20s?
Well,
I've never been able to figure that out.
When I was touched when I was about 33,
mm-hmm.
I suddenly was filled with all this power and with like I was given the gift of knowledge and all that
yes.
kind of stuff.
Yes.
And I didn't know how to use it. I used it unwisely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was taken from me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, but being that I experienced that I had that deep and wonderful experience,
mm-hmm.
It just kept me on the seeker path.
Yes.
And looking to see how to get back to a point where I would be clean enough and good enough to be able to be wise. So my
boy, you're receiving a lot of wisdom, and that's more important than being wise or book smart or whatever the case may be. If I can help you for a second, in the Torah or the five books of Moses or the New Testament, when God is talking about walking a path and not turning to the left or the right, he means to walk your path. And it's almost like the tree of life, the Kabbalah. And what we're doing is that there's 12 sferot, and what we need to do is just walk down the center path. And all the energy from heaven, all the wisdom will come to us. So if we walk down our path without getting off the path, and just walking straight ahead, you receive all that energy from all of the Sfirot or from all of heaven. And that's what we need to do. And I hope that helps you a little bit. So you just stay on that path because you're doing one heck of a beautiful job.
Well, I'm on a path of... picking up my remaining emotional baggage.
Good.
So it's very helpful to be single minded.
What we need to do is to be able to help people to get there. And I think it's very important for people to realize, the people that are listening now, is to take that path and walk the straight path and not turn or veer to the left or the right. Just walk down that path, and all the wisdom and all the energies we want will just come to us. Whatever you put in your mind, that's what you'll receive. So the idea of is to be cleaner and purer. The cleaner we are, the seeker walking his path will be able to be purer and cleaner. And that's the whole of it. What we say is what we receive. So it's very interesting that you're bringing that point up. And the more that you walk on your path and you walk on that straight path, you're going to start receiving more and more energy as you are tonight. For some odd reason, God has just given me a gift to do that with people. And I feel so honored just to be able to share that with you.
Well, it's been my blessing to have found this radio channel and to have found you on that you were doing this work.
Well, thank you so much.
I actually had been anticipating making this call, but being that you had been elsewhere and been playing the past programs, I guess delayed to a time that I was more fully ready for it.
Right. The programs. I'm sorry that happened, but I've been actually doing a lot of things around the country, and it's just been a wonderful time for me and to be able to share with people. you know, as a matter of fact, on the train when I was going out to Laguna, I met some nice young ladies who want me to go out to, I believe it's Santa Fe, and do a show for them out there with the projectors and with and how to bring more energy down to the planet that's cleaner and purer. So I'm going to give them a call as soon as I get home. But I've been traveling around and doing this for a little while, and I guess things are opening up for me a little bit because people are starting to find out about me a little bit more. And I'm trying to be as humble as I possibly can with whatever God is giving me and trying to help as much as I possibly can. But there is something that I can tell you that you can do for yourself. Something that happened to me on the path is that when I saw the mountains, I was looking at the majesty, and it reminded me of the majesty within me. So if you want to get in touch with that, all you need to do is smile, and you'll feel the smile within yourself open up. So as you're smiling, you'll be able to feel the energy just below your belly button and above it, and that energy is actually your majesty, and that will open up for you. And try that a little bit, and then call me back and let me know how that feels.
Well, thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
Actually, in our little east of the Cascades, I actually can go right outside the door and look at a majesty of a mountain range about 40 miles away.
Yeah. Think of the majesty within yourself. You have the same majesty. Not as big, but it's the same majesty. Listen, I've got to run at 7 o'clock, so I'm going to have to sign off. But God bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Steve.
You're quite welcome.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, everybody. This has been the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I will be on next week. Please forgive me. It's just been quite a traveling time for me and a time for awakening and being able to help around the country. So I want to thank Dr. Fred Bell for all he's done for me, and I hope that we can still continue working, God willing, and be able to help a lot of other people. So, again, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next weekend. God bless. Goodbye.